object, sovereign studio, load object. Auto value main panel dialog, heading 4-8. Op, Devis panel row 1 column, Lockheed Martin register, type trademark 7, op, Devis panel row, Lockheed Martin register, Lockheed Martin register, trademark premium.
Hey guys, this is mainly a video for the FSX Pilot developer and anybody else who may be curious about tuning their FSX Pilot planes when it comes out in about a month or so. Of course, if you already have the shareware version, then you already know what I'm talking about. But I'm basically sitting here trying to tune the 747. Now, I think I have the speed. Speed looks pretty good as far as you know, like it was going all over the place with speed as well.
0.69.
But I have issues right now with the pitch, and I've gone, I think the default for, I copied the values from my 777 that I think Jordan put in here. But like, I'm trying to level this thing out of 20,000, and it's just not leveling. It's, the pitch is all over the place. Even if I close act this guy, which, I mean, the weather shouldn't, I don't think the weather's too bad. Yeah, it kind of refuses
to level. Current altitude is 21,076 feet, sir.
And, it, you know, keeps, the pitch keeps going up and down, basically. And I can never get it, you know, I want to go to 33,000, actually, no, just to see.
Climb rate set to auto-climb.
I'm just curious, how does this auto-climb thing actually work, does it?
Meeting selected 100. Selected 30, selected 100.
No, I think the pitch steering force, all that does is like determine the climb rate that it's gonna set, like the auto climb. We're gonna go more than 100 feet a minute. Let's go,
Selection removed. 8.
See, we're going nice and, you know, nice now, but I'd like to do a save speed.
I'm at
Mach 0.69. If I do that, it's gonna mess up the climb rate again, so I'm just going to leave it. Yeah, see this, my speed is pretty good. And I changed speed, well, changing the pitch force change, you know, the speed is like pretty steady now, which is nice.
0.70.
Alright, so we're going up 22,000. But I put 33,000 and let's see if I can actually get it up to, you know, this plan. Like, I'm not running the plan now, I'm just kind of flying around. Well, the Mach kind of does keep going a bit up and down as well.
0.67.
Between 0.67 and 7.0. But I mean, speed does go up when you climb, that's normal, but probably shouldn't be fluctuating.
Mach 0.69. Mach V slash S. 1805. FT slash all. 25,762.
Really going good there. But it's slowing down our Mach again though.
All. FT 17. FT slash S. Mach 0.70.
Oh no, actually, no, it's not, but.
0.70. 0.70. 0.70. 0.70. 0.70. Mach V slash S. 1719. 1709.
Okay, that's the Mach I put for cruising Mach.
1671, FT slash alt, 26,007 alt, FT 16, V slash S, Mach, 0.69. 0.69. 0.68.
Well, we're still climbing, so of course it's not gonna cruise.
Mach, V slash 17, FT slash M, alt, 27,215. Alt, FT slash 17, V slash S, Mach, 0.67. 0.67.
0.67. Alright, so we're getting up there. Question is, will it level out?
Alt, FD 17, FD slash S, 0.67. Yes. 0.67. E 0.67. Mach. V slash 1780. FT slash alt. 28,640. Alt 28,738. Okay, Mach. V object. Select the 33,000. Select 1800. Selection removed. Select 1,000. Select 33,000.
So they generally in these 787s, they say you should go 1,000 feet above for level 260. So I just reset the
HDD.
I'm right.
300 deck. Yes. 0.68. Mach. V slash S. 0.779. FT slash alt. 29,275. Alt. FT slash 1,006. V slash S. 1029. FT slash alt. 29,401. Alt. FT slash 1034. 1033. 1031. 1027. V slash Mach. 0.70. Mach. V slash 1024.
It's fluctuating between 67 and 70 Mach, so that's alright, I guess.
FT slash alt. 29,000 alt. FT slash 10. V slash S. 1090. FT alt. 29,790. 29,737.
Still, shouldn't that kind of be constant? The speed be constant and not fluctuating that. I should do that when it levels.
30,233.
See, now
that
it's climbing. It's leveling out, kind of, again. Alright, now it's coming back again.
Alt, FT slash 0897. F0908. 0922. 0958. V slash S, 0972. 1008.
I'm gonna try to make it so that my climb rate that I've put in, it, you know, I won't keep fluctuating like this and actually use the climb rate that I put in, and it uses that instead of going all over the place.
1,003, 1,002, 1,003, 1,003, 1,004, 1,004.
See, it's because the climate I put in is 1,000, that's it. 10, and now it's 1,011, 1,012, 1,012, 1,009, 1,471. So I kind of, like, I think almost have it.
Random vision on my alert. All 31,617. All 31,763. 31,781.
I lowered the pitch force in it, I don't know, it really messed up the climb rate, so I put it a bit higher this time to figure out what number, but I will check when I go back in options. And you can see it. So it's, now it's basically going from the climb rate that I put in and keeps basically going up. I wonder if weight has something to do with it, but I doubt it. I mean, like I said, the speed is working better than it was due to the pitch steering force.
Overspeed warning. Overspeed recovery initiated. Spoiler set. Please adjust climb rate and speed, sir. Speed set to Mach 0.77. Speed set to Mach 0.75. Overspeed situation recovered, sir.
Oh, what?
Overspeed warning. Overspeed recovery initiated. Spoiler set. Please adjust climb rate and speed, sir.
Oh crap, the
speed set to Mach 0.73.
Shit. I think the speed set the... It's setting it to over speed.
Speed set to cruising speed, 290 knots.
Oh, well come on, just slow down. Holy crap. Whoa, why the hell did the climb rate do that? That is insane.
Overspeed situation recovered, sir.
Pull up. Yeah, we're kind of trying to pull up here. Freaking plane just did a damn nosedive. No, it's not. Crap.
Pull up.
3188-3444.
Pull up.
Don't sink. Don't sink.
Holy crap, how the hell did this happen?
Don't sink.
I may have put in a wrong cruise speed.
Don't sink.
Or something.
Don't sink.
Alright, well...
Don't sink.
You know what, I'm going to start this test over that I was doing.
Resume.
First I'm going to resume this failure of a thing.
Don't sink.
Kill of a sex pilot so that it doesn't... And,
change vehicle. Change your selected vehicle.
Change my vehicle to the 787. And it's mislabeled.
Change vehicle. Change vehicle. Check select user defined. Change airport. Change your location by selecting there.
And this.
Submenu dialog window.
Denver.
Change vehicle. Change your. Check display of scenarios.
And just go with it.
Submenu dialog window.
Come on, stop. Alright, so I stopped the plane, got the parking brakes on, we are, now I'm gonna open up a physics pilot, and see if, you know, just...
Autopilot on.
Run takeoff. Let's see if run takeoff is actually better.
Switching to true heading display for departure, sir. Landing, stroke, and NAV lights on. Climb rate set to 2,500 feet per minute. Altitude set to 8,700 feet.
Speed set to 220 knots. NAV on. Well, once your takeoff worked, run takeoff probably not so much.
Alright,
this thing did not completely reset the
scenario. Resume. Exit from RPD registered.
Gonna have to freaking exit the freaking simulator and start all over. I'm like determined to get this plane tuned because it's like I'm almost there to getting it.
Program manager. Recycled in 170 knots, profiles, when packet builder, free pro ATC, FTF, free 40 of, flat R265, planet size 69 of 7, free RPD, 470, 170 knots.
I don't know, I may send this dude off, I might not, I know he's, doesn't...
Lockheed Martin registered, free RPD, free RPD registered, scenario, startup window, change vehicle, change your selected vehicle.
Can't really support the program for too much longer, but...
Land. Data grid click to select a vehicle, plane zero. Change vehicle, check display the scenario startup screen when pre-R3D starts. Change the available user defined budget, change airport, change your location by selecting an airport at the start point. Submenu dialog window. Change vehicle, check display the scenario startup screen when pre-R3D starts.
KDN active runway.
Lockheed Martin register, pre-R3D register default, submenu dialog window. Lockheed Martin register, pre-R3D register, V4.
Let's turn this up and...
Desktop, pre-R3D, recite, FSX pilot. Autopilot main check. Land, AP not checked. Check.
Autopilot on.
Lockheed Martin register, pre-R3D register, V4.
I really hope that my pitch setting didn't accidentally change it, so now I can't freaking take off now. That'll really suck. Alright, so I'm gonna do a, one tray takeoff, because we're just on the active.
Remember, airport is low bar. Run straight takeoff bar.
Switching to true heading display for departure, sir. Landing, stroke, and NAB lights on. Climb rate set to 2,500 feet per minute. Altitude set to 8,700 feet. Speed set to 220 knots. NAB on.
NAB on 163, 165, I think is, you know, takeoff speed. Okay.
Gear up. Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 352 degrees. Flaps up. Landing lights off.
165. Wait. So I have 200 for takeoff. So 165. 0165 is the speed that it actually took off at. Let's see if it actually levels out at 8,000, like at the initial altitude, to see if it actually levels out. Alright, so we're almost there.
The current altitude is 8,276 feet, sir.
What is 8,700 feet.
The current altitude is 8,427 feet, sir.
Yeah, see, but the climb rate's going up now.
The current altitude is 8,389 feet, sir.
Now I haven't even done the safe speed yet.
Indicated airspeed is 213 knots, sir. Current altitude is 8,522 feet, sir.
See, 8,500 now. See, there it goes with a negative again. I can't, it's not.
Object, please let us check. Object, please let us check. LB object, base LB object.
Wait, is it HOD? Is it heading hold or altitude
LB,
hold?
LB object, check. LB object, base LB check. LB object, please let us check. HDD, FCH object, FDD check. Bad object, LB line, trigger. B object. Top B. Top B. HDD, 310, ES, 0221, KNT, B slash S, dash, 084, 096, 103, dash, 106. Bad object, SDD check. Bad object, LB line, trigger.
Current altitude is 8,613 feet, sir. Climb rate is 12 feet per minute, sir.
Let's do 10,000.
Altitude set to 10,000 feet. Climb rate set to 1,500 feet per minute. Current altitude is 9,548 feet, sir. Current altitude is 9,587 feet, sir. Current altitude is 9,826 feet, sir. Current altitude is 9,914 feet, sir. Climb rate is 142 feet per minute, sir.
Okay, that makes sense, but will it?
Current altitude is 9,951 feet, sir. Climb rate is 25 feet per minute, sir.
Alrighty, that makes sense, but, you know, don't go negative on me, though.
Climb rate is 25 feet per minute, sir.
See, the save command says one
climb rate is 45 feet per minute,
45
sir.
Feet.
Current altitude is 9,972 feet, sir.
Speed is constant now, that's good, but...
Climb rate is 23 feet per minute, sir. Current altitude is 9,985 feet, sir. Climb rate is 2 feet per minute, sir.
2 feet, oh my goodness. Turns real well, you know, it's nice that the... I have no issues with the banking, at least.
current altitude is 9,994 feet, sir. Current altitude is 9,999 feet.
Oh, I wonder if I put it to 250, if it's gonna screw up the damn. No, I'm gonna wait till it gets to 10k and then put it up to like 3.
Current altitude is 9,999 feet, sir. Current altitude is 9,998 feet, sir.
Okay, so it's like going, it's not quite getting to 10k. It's kind of like,
current altitude is 9,998 feet, sir.
Oh man. Wonder if PHP would actually accept that, or will you have to go like over 10k? I wonder if I put the freaking bank force, or not the bank force, the pitch force back to like 4 or whatever it was at. Well, altitude hold on, because I think that's exactly what. Is.
Current altitude is 10,001 feet, sir.
10,001, okay, that's not too bad, but gonna stay there.
Current altitude is 9,999 feet, sir.
10,099. I don't think PS3 ever, any ATC really like makes you like go to the thing exactly, so.
Current altitude is 10,000 feet, sir. Current altitude is 10,000 feet, sir.
Okay, now.
Press top flight or flight needs update on minimum speed, 250 KMDS.
Speed set to 250 knots.
Well, then it screw up my, Oh yeah, I did, of course. Now we're climbing more.
All 10,000 ATP. All FT slash 0287. FT small, 10,100. All 10,105. All FT 0211. 0188. 0172. 0172. 0151 B slash S. 0110. FT small, 10,122.
Okay, now we're going back down again.
All 10,004. 09996. All 0950. Out of 50. 09985. All 09981. All 09977. All 09972. All 09985. All 50 slash 0241. B slash S, 0230, B 0244. 0244. B 0191. 0169. FT slash all, 10,033. All 10,034.
I won't quite stay on, 250 now.
All 10,017. All 10,014. All 0999. FT, 0992.
Go back and change that. I still don't know if there's a good takeoff speed for it. 200 plus it's probably gonna add 20 to it, but it, that wasn't the actual takeoff speed anyway.
Okay, cruising, KIT.
The 200 takeoff speed cruising. 290, I still don't know if that's correct or like doable.
Approach, KIT minimum, approach, KIT 229.
229, iffy at best, 120 for minimum.
Cruising, mark, 0.70.
0.70, that, I think that's okay.
Low
15,000 feet at 2,500 for climbing, I read that on a website. 1,800 for above 15K. 13 panel for bank steering force, don't know if that's too much, too little. Oh, I think it... Okay.
Fifth gear force, 13.0.
I'm gonna do that.
Current altitude is 10,001 feet, sir.
Alright, so it's kind of holding at 10K. Let's put it up to,
Mean object. Selected 10,000. Selected remove. Selected 352. Selected minus 1. Selected 15,000. Selected minus 1.
And then let's do,
Selected remove.
1,500 for climb rate.
Selected 15,000. B object, multi-line crater. D5DLA. Crater.
Current altitude is 10,519 feet, sir.
How much speed is kinda meh. It keeps fluctuating if I
352.
I love how the heading is just perfect. The heading is like nice and good.
0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252, 0252,
Speed set to 317 knots.
Okay, it's gonna get there and then it's gonna fluctuate speed wise again.
Current altitude is 14,029 feet, sir.
Right, almost up to 15,000. See, but like that's not.
14,735.
Oh shit, no.
Current altitude is 14,953 feet, sir.
B is selected 15,000.
Speed set to 317 knots.
See, I shouldn't be going up to 321. Alright, 15,000. Alright, so come back. Let's come back down. It's gonna be like this, eh?
Fourteen thousand nine hundred ninety-six.
The other planes, you know, it sped up and all that with the Dash 8. I mean, you have to get up a little high, but this one, trying to get it to hold a consistent altitude.
14,983.
Yeah, I'm really trying to stop it from doing that.
Options, A. Aircraft options, dialogue, flex, close, automatic, takeoff, KNT, next, 5 collapsed, out of 5, Flaps up default speed. Deselect. Deselect. Speed. 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 Cancel. Okay. Cruising. Cruising. Approach. Approach. Minimum. Minimum. Cruising. Cruising. Service ceiling. Service ceiling. Copy. Value. Below 15. Below 15. Above it. Above it. Autopilot. Autopilot. X steering. Fifth steering course. Fifth steering course. 6.0. Fifth steering course. 6. Left click. Autopilot. Limit parameters. All required. 6,000. 6. 8,000. Fifth steering. X. Autopilot. Limit. Mid. Approach. Approach. Cruising. Cruising. Okay. Cancel. Okay. No previous review mode. Press. Auto.
Try that.
Add subject. Multi-line. Trigger.
Oh, you gonna hold there, please?
All 15,002. 15,002.
That's better than...
All 15,001. All 14,999. All 14,998. All 15,000. All 15,000. All 15,000.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's... There it goes.
Add subject. Multi-line trigger.
Oh, that, that's...
33,000. Trigger.
Altitude set to 33,000 feet.
7. Trigger.
Climb rate set to 1,800 feet per minute.
Here's the real test. Can it hold at 33K?
I think you guys kind of get the idea.
Get it so that it can hold like a constant speed, a constant altitude. Well, maybe not so much speed or whatever, but the altitude. Okay, I noticed like the higher I put that pitch force, I think I might set it to 3.
How
I put that pitch force, the more like aggressive the pitch goes on, obviously, which is nice if you get this 15th, but it's just gonna keep trying to levels out, and then it realizes that it's not at 33k, so it goes up and raises it up even more.
Flaps, default, climb, raise, cruising, cruising, approach, approach, minimum, minimum, cruising, cruising, service ceiling, left, service ceiling, copy, value, sub, below 50, below 50, above it, above it, autopilot, limit, autopilot, limit, X steering force, fifth steering force, fifth steering force, 8.0, fifth steering force, 8.0, left, click, autopilot, limit, parameters, all required, 8, 8, dot, 8, fifth, X, auto, auto, above, above, below 50, copy, service, service, cruising, cruising, minimum, minimum, approach, approach, cruising, cruising, okay, cancel, okay, press, autopilot. Okay, 20,995.
Basically, the higher we raise that pitch for us to, you know, the more aggressive it's going to keep it. The more it's going to level out more on the ascent. Problem is, it's doing that now. Like, it should probably stay at like full power until it gets to cruise. But it doesn't. It just keeps coming back down and going back up again.
Mach 0.76.
Yeah, that's also what Pitchforce does as well. I notice now that going down to Mach speed's a bit less aggressive because I put it on 2. I just don't know what to put it down, or even if it's the actual Pitchforce that's making it just a bit annoying.
Climb rate is 877 feet per minute, sir.
HDD, HDD, free on deck, ES, 0.74, back, please mesh at 1039, FT's fault, 29,329, off 29,367. HDD, free HDD, free on deck, ES, 0.76, 0.76, 0.76, 0.76, 0.76, 0.76, 0.76, 0.77, 0.77.
Is it normal for the Mach to go up that slow though with the pitch force down that low?
Mach, please match 1017, FT's match 30,210.
Furthermore, is it a good setting? That's what I want to know.
All 30,488, all 30,502. Range mode, menu, rest, context, flight, flight speeds up, flight speeds to minimum, speed save, Mach 0.78.
0.78.
Evans panel.
Speed set to Mach
0.78. Auto, I made map, greater. Speed, safe, easy, 310, ES, 0.72. Mach, V slash 0.77. FT's fault, 30,874. Off 30,891.
91,000. I wonder, I mean, yes, we are supposed to go up to 33,000 feet as per the cruising altitude, but I think that is just like the ceiling. Maybe the ceiling is like 36K, and I don't know what, for whatever reason, the overspeed warning went off before when we were almost up there.
All 31,379, all 31,397, all FT slash 1038, FT slash all 31,454.
So what a flyby sounds like up here.
Almost
there. So I think that kind of was part of my problem. That altitude hold thing wasn't checked, and I guess probably it normally is, I guess. I never check in any other planes. Works pretty well.
32,972. 32,897. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. 32,913. Alt, FTs 0090007. FTs Alt, 32,940. 32,944. Alt, FTs 0046. 0026. 0006.
See, yeah, but see. Now it's going down.
V dash 107 FTs all 32,931.
As soon as it gets up to where it's nearly supposed to be.
FTs all 32,963. All 32,966. All 32,968. All 32,972. 32,974. All 32,977. All 32,980.
32,983. And now it's falling back, but it's gonna go down. Settings to fix it, if any. Now what I'm gonna do is we're gonna go set out to do 3000 and set climb dash 1000.
Climb rate set to minus 1000 feet per minute.
I'm gonna go down and we are going to try to land at the nearest airport.
Current altitude is
32,735 feet,
sir. Current altitude is 32,465 feet, sir. Target K83B selected. NAV on. Speed set to Mach 0.78.
auto value date abject, multi-line trigger, VESPT, 2 of dead ES, 0.76, mock, V/-, 807, 798, abject, multi-line trigger, trigger.
Current altitude is 30,581 feet, sir.
Selected.
NAV on. Climb rate set to 1,000 feet per minute. Climb rate is 2,007 feet per minute, sir.
Of course it is.
Altitude is 29,688 feet, sir.
You know what? Let's just, I'm gonna end this video. Let's just have the damn plane do a nosedive and let MSX pilot do a GPS.
Runway.
KW4313 selected, sir. Switching to true heading display for the approach, sir. Current altitude is 29,082 feet, sir. Overspeed warning. Overspeed recovery initiated. Spoiler set. Please adjust climb rate and speed, sir. Speed set to Mach 0.76. Overspeed situation recovered, sir. Climb rate is minus 3,766 feet per minute.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah, of course. Triple Club SX pilot default fashion, putting the climate ridiculously high when descending, above, like a cruise when you start landing. I know you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to descend and then do landing. But it was taking
current altitude is 24,185 feet, sir. Current altitude is 22,095 feet, sir.
So let's see. I think this video needs to be, you know, short, but it turned out pretty long.
Overspeed warning. Overspeed recovery initiated. Spoilers set. Please adjust climb rate and speed, sir. Speed set to Mach 0.65. Overspeed situation recovered, sir.
Oh, I know I have to... My speeds are wrong, I guess. This is why I'm doing this video before I do the VA flight. I'm gonna get the freaking thing tuned. Like, I don't... Websites are very iffy because they expect you to use the FMC and set the N1 speed and all that stuff. Funny how the speed is all constant now.
Overspeed warning. Overspeed recovery initiated.
Oh,
spoiler
boy.
Set. Please adjust climb rate and speed, sir. Speed set to 317 knots. Overspeed situation recovered, sir.
Okay, so as you just said, you know, now we're going to 317, which is okay.
Flaps 2. Flaps 3. Gear down. Landing lights on.
that's a bit too,
1,000 feet.
Sink rate.
Sir.
Sink rate. Pull up. Pull up.
I wonder if that's because of the stupid pitch force.
500.
Don't sink. Don't sink.
Or wait.
Don't sink.
Oh, no.
100. 50. Brakes and reverse thrust, sir.
Ouch. I don't know what that landing weight was, oh man.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 134 degrees. Well done, good landing.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that if that was a good landing or not. But, oh, and there goes reverse thrust off, I guess. Well guys, that was it. I'm gonna upload this video. I may send it to Rudolph, but he may get frustrated because he doesn't like questions like this about tuning your aircraft, but, you know, this is, you know, I was kind of playing around with it, trying to tune it, just get it to where it's like my other planes, thanks for watching, and feel free to comment, subscribe, and, I'll be back for more of something tomorrow, whether it be Baden or more flight sim. I really want to get to this long hauler, but I know I need to get this plane fixed first. I will see you next time. And just for the fun of it. Good sounds.